Hi, I'm Jeff Jonas, Portfolio Manager for Gabelli Funds. The face of surgery is changing, and it increasingly includes a robot. Robotic surgery has been around for many years now because it includes smaller incisions, less blood loss, and faster recovery times. Outcomes tend to be better and more reproducible with robotic surgery, although costs may be a little bit higher. The market leader is Intuitive Surgical with its da Vinci surgical robot, largely for gastroenterology and urology procedures. They performed well over 2 million surgeries worldwide last year, up over 20%. Intuitive just launched its fifth generation system, da Vinci 5, which will see a controlled release over the next 2 years. While Intuitive is still the dominant market leader, competition is increasing, first from Medtronic's Hugo robot, which is approved in international markets and undergoing U.S. clinical trials. J&J is also developing its OTTAVA system, although that is still in development and a couple of years behind schedule. On the orthopedic side, Stryker's Mako surgical robot is the market leader for knees, hips, and soon shoulder surgery. Younger surgeons, in particular, like the speed and standardization that Mako brings to the table. But most other orthopedic companies have their own robots, including Zimmer's ROSA, J&J's VELYS, and Smith & Nephew's CORI. There's also an emerging class of robots for diagnosing and treating lung disease. While these robots can, in some cases, cost well over $1 million, demand from hospitals and surgeons remains robust. Manufacturers also get an attractive service contract and sell consumable instruments that are used in every procedure. Hospital capital spending budgets remain adequate, and many players offer leasing or volume-based purchasing arrangements. While robotic surgery is still only a single-digit percentage of the market, it is growing at a double-digit rate and is clearly the wave of the future.